Irirangi Poho, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
Never mind, no break. The new research from the University of Sydney, the Peter Doherty Institute for Infection and Immunity, the University for Melbourne and the University of Hong Kong suggests that the epicenter of avian influenza, more commonly known as bird flu, has shifted out of Asia. The virus was first detected in China in 1996. However, several outbreaks occurred since 2014 in both wild birds and commercial farms across Europe and Africa, as well as a recent discovery of cases in birds in the Antarctic region. I spoke to virologist and professor at the University of Otago, Gemma Geegan, about the virus and Aotearoa's biosecurity systems in place to protect against avian influenza reaching New Zealand.
So there are multiple strains of avian influenza virus, and there are lots of low pathogenic strains that commonly affect wild aquatic birds around the world. However, there's highly pathogenic strains, usually called H5N1 or H7N1, and these are subtypes of avian influenza or different variants. And they have emerged over time through sort of different mutations and how the virus is evolving. And these highly pathogenic strains can often emerge and cause lots of disease in different types of hosts, different birds and so on. And so back in about 2021, new strains of the highly pathogenic variants have emerged, and these strains have caused extensive outbreaks around the world, often sort of getting into domestic birds like poultry, chickens, and often resulting in lots of culling because it causes really devastating disease in lots of birds. But it's also killing millions of wildlife, usually birds around the world, but not only birds, it's also spilled over into mammalian hosts like sea lions and fur seals and so on. So it's having quite a massive impact across continents.
So of all of these different variants that you've mentioned, do we have specific ones that we should be more worried about currently?
The worrying ones are the ones that are causing lots of disease, and these are called highly pathogenic avian influenza virus. So they're the variants that are causing that particular disease are the ones that are being monitored around the world, and the ones that are quite alarming, especially they're sort of spread around the world, and their extensive ranges of hosts that they can infect as well.
What global frameworks are currently in place for responses to avian influenza, and how much of response is up to individual nations to make?
I would say it's largely up to individual nations, to be honest. There's a sort of global sort of consensus on the minimum standards of doing active and passive surveillance. So lots of countries do lots of different things. The thing is about wild aquatic birds is that lots of species migrate around the world, and so they migrate bringing new viruses with them. And this is how this virus is spread across the world quite rapidly. And you'll have seen probably last week that the news that the virus has now spread into the sub-Antarctic region in South Georgia. So that's how, you know, the virus is spreading, and it appears spreading quite rapidly, is because it's not only infecting a broad range of host species, it's also in migratory birds that migrate across the world.
How do responses to outbreaks vary in terms of commercial farming outbreaks versus wild bird outbreaks, and in the case of human infection?
Yeah, so clearly this is avian virus that kills lots and lots of wildlife, but there have been multiple instances where it has gotten into domestic farms and killed chickens. And so in these poultry farms, you know, it must be controlled very quickly. It involves probably lots of culling. And it, you know, that would result in huge economic losses as well. So, you know, with wildlife, it's a huge conservation risk, especially in New Zealand, the potential of highly pathogenic avian influenza virus getting into New Zealand and infecting the sort of plethora of bird species that we have that are already tinkering on the brink of extinction would be absolutely devastating for conservation. As well, you know, we have poultry industry just like many other countries, and that would be hugely devastating economically as well.
Could you explain a little bit about what Aotearoa's current biosecurity protection systems against avian influenza look like?
Biosecurity New Zealand, or the Ministry of Primary Industries, are the people responsible, or the government agency responsible, for monitoring and tracking such diseases that may pose a risk for New Zealand. And so they, you know, do annual testing to see whether or not there are highly pathogenic strains in the country. Up until now, there hasn't been, and they've done lots of surveillance over the past sort of 20, 30 years for this. Clearly now, though, the picture has changed, and what recent research has told us is that this virus has expanded its host range dramatically through genetic changes. And so what we need to do then is be a little bit more flexible in how we survey for these viruses. And so these sort of genetic changes provide this information. And what we can do then is take this information and use it to change how we monitor for these diseases. And that's what these government agencies will be doing. So it's essential that we do this ongoing research, not only surveillance, but academic research, to better understand how this virus is evolving, and then therefore we can better inform New Zealand's ongoing preparedness for these types of incursions.
Just speaking briefly on the recent cases confirmed in the Antarctic region, what kind of effect could this have on New Zealand, and are we currently doing enough to protect against avian influenza?
So I guess it's not surprising that bird flu has now reached Antarctic islands, because, you know, there was a high prevalence of it in South America, and it's now reached some of the islands that are in close geographic proximity to South America as well. So we know that lots of birds migrate between Antarctic, sub-Antarctic islands and New Zealand, and we know that this holds a potential risk for New Zealand. And so there are lots of birds in New Zealand. I think over 80% of them are already endangered or a conservation risk. And so it could be dramatically catastrophic for New Zealand's wildlife if highly pathogenic avian influenza virus got here, particularly because many, if not all, of the bird species have never been exposed to this type of virus before, this type of variant before, so it's likely to cause lots of disease if it got into the species here.
And if infection of avian influenza were to spread to humans in New Zealand, how detrimental would that be?
So around the world, there have been a handful of cases where humans have been exposed to and been infected with a highly pathogenic avian influenza virus, and it is highly fatal in humans. However, there's no evidence to suggest that the virus is yet transmissible between humans or other mammals. And so although it has a high mortality rate in humans, it's not considered a high risk yet because it's not transmissible between humans. And really the people that have had infection of this virus have had lots of contact with birds. So what I would say is that if the virus is circulating in New Zealand in the future, then, you know, people at that sort of interface between wildlife or poultry would be the ones to sort of monitor regularly for infection.
That was virologist and professor at the University of Otago, Gemma Geegan, speaking to me about the current state of avian influenza or bird flu outbreaks around the world.